Well, the January numbers are in for the 2010 U.S. cotton crop, and with us once again from USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service is Steve Malaszewski. And Steve, I'll turn it over to you. How do the numbers look here in January?
The January 1 estimate for all U.S. cotton is 18.3 million bales, up fractionally from last month and up 50% from last year. Upland cotton is estimated at 17.8 million bales, and the all-cotton yield is expected to average 821 pounds per acre, up 7 pounds from last month and up 44 pounds from last year. The southeast region is expected to produce 4.3 million bales, up 2% from the December forecast. Georgia producers expect to harvest 2.2 million bales, up 4% from last month, while Florida is expected to produce 150,000 bales, up 3% from December. Objective yield data in Georgia show bulls per acre to be the lowest in the last 7 years and bull weight to be at its lowest level since 1998. North Carolina bull weights are at their lowest level since 2005. The January 1 estimate for the Delta region is 3.8 million bales, down 1% from December. Louisiana is expected to harvest 450,000 bales, unchanged from last month. Mississippi growers expect to produce 850,000 bales, also unchanged from last month. In Louisiana, objective yield data show bull weight to be the lightest in over 10 years. Objective yield data in Arkansas show the bulls per acre to be the largest on record in Arkansas and the largest in the last 5 years in Mississippi. Texas production is estimated at 8.1 million bales, unchanged from last month, and objective yield data in Texas show bull weight to be the lowest since 2005. California and Arizona production is estimated at 1.5 million bales, up 2% from December. In summary, the January estimate for United States cotton production is 18.3 million bales, up slightly from December and up 50% from the 2009 crop. This is Steve Malaszewski with the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service.